A Very British Coup by Chris Mullin. Read by Christian Rodsker. I could easily imagine myself being tempted into a treasonable disposition under a Labour government dominated by the Marxist left. Suppose, in these circumstances, one were approached by an official of the CIA who sought to enlist one's help in a project designed to destabilise this far-left government. Would it necessarily be right to refuse cooperation? Coming from the representative of any other foreign power, such a request would not be entertained by me for a moment. But the United States is not just any other foreign power. I am, and always have been, passionately pro-American, in all sense of believing that the United States has long been the protector of all the values which I hold most dear. To that extent, my attitude to the United States has long been that of a potential fellow traveller. When Treason Can Be Right by Peregrine Worsthorne. Sunday Telegraph, November 4, 1979. Chapter 1. The news that Harry Perkins was to become Prime Minister went down very badly in the Athenaeum.
"Man's a communist,"
exploded Sir Arthur Furnival, a retired banker.
"Might as well all emigrate," said George Fison, who owned a chain of newspapers.
"My God," ventured the Bishop of Bath and Wells, raising his eyes heavenward.
As the Press Association tape machine in the lobby began to punch out the first results of the March 1989 general election, it became clear that something had gone horribly wrong, with the almost unanimous prediction of the pundits that the Tories...